We thank and praise the Lord for His faithfulness as He is with us this morning.
我们感谢赞美主，因为他信实的在整个早上与我们同在。
So much to talk about.
我们有如此多可以来讲述的。
But first and foremost, me and my wife would like to thank you all for keeping us in your prayers.
但最首先，我和我的妻子想要感谢各位在您的祷告当中一直的来纪念我们一家。
We had very fruitful time in India for more than 9 months.
在过去的九个月里面，在印度我们实在在那里硕果累累。
We traveled a lot, and as the Lord led us, we ministered unto the believers and also preached the gospel.
在主的带领之下，我们有很多处的旅行，不仅向那里信主的弟兄姐妹有所供应，也同样在不信主的弟兄不信主的朋友中间来传福音。
Dear brother Elliot was faithful to convey our burdens in the prayer meetings.
埃利弟兄也一直信实的把我们的负担在祷告聚会当中来告知大家。
And faithfully you have prayed for us, and we are so much thankful to you all.
所以我们也非常的感谢各位弟兄姐妹一直如此信实的在祷告当中来扶持纪念我们。
This morning the burden Lord has placed upon my heart or in my heart is about delighting ourselves in the Lord.
那早上主在我心中放下的负担就是让我们以耶和华为乐。
In Mandarin, I think joy and delight is the same kind of word.
那在我们中文的里边，英文的两个词delight 和 joy 都可以常常翻成喜乐、欢欣等等。
I must mention that delight is not a fancy word, but it is the expression of that overflowing joy.
那我想要来说的就是这个乐、这个喜乐、这个欢欣，不是一个非常好像漂亮的说法，而是表明了我们心里那个意满意出来的那个感觉。
Joy unspeakable and full of His glory.
就是满有神的荣耀，让我们难以用话语来描述的那份喜乐。
And so this morning, I will stay focused on this word delight.
所以早上我们要来关注的就是这个词乐。
Before we may go into the word, look into the word, let us look unto the Lord.
当我们要继续来讲信息之前，让我们先把我们的眼睛来放下。
Let us unite our hearts and pray unto the Lord.
让我们把我们的心在祷告当中交给主。
Our gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we give thee thanks and praise.
我们满有恩典、满有慈爱的主，我们愿把一切的赞美、荣耀都来归给你。
For there is none like unto thee.
因为没有一个如你这般。
You are personally our living God.
您是我们个人的活的神。
We have experienced thee.
我们都经历过你。
You are the lover of our soul and the lifter of our head.
你是那一位我们灵魂的爱人，也是让我们的头得以抬起来的。
And this morning, as we have gathered in your presence, we greatly rejoice in you.
早上我们在您的面前，我们心中满了喜乐。
Lord, we acknowledge that we are needy people.
主，我们知道我们都是这些有需要的人。
Thou may speak to us.
求您向我们说话。
Meet us where we are.
在我们所在之处，主啊，求你遇见我们。
And take us where you want us to be.
也带我们到你愿所愿之地。
And thus we want to rejoice greatly in your presence.
因此，我们要在你的同在里面大大的喜乐。
Thou may speak to us through your living words.
也愿主借着您那活泼的话向我们来说。
Every heart may be satisfied, every longing be met.
愿我们每一个心都得着满足，每一个盼望都得着应许。
And thus thou may receive much glory, honor, and praise in our midst.
好叫在我们当中，主您能够得着所有的荣耀、赞美、敬拜。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. So I never gave 3 scriptures to my brother Sean, but it is not difficult. We will just read these 3 scriptures first.And then we'll go into the main burden I have in my heart.
那我们先来看三处的圣经，然后我们会看我心中主要有负担的这几处经节。
Lord has always spoken like this to his disciples and to all of us that if you love me, keep my commandments.
那主常常对他的门徒也对我们如此说，若你爱我的话，要遵行我的律例。
If he would have said, keep my commandments, many will run away, many will shrink, many will just, won't care about it.
如果主直接说，你们要遵守我的诫命的话，很多人可能就会逃跑，很多人可能就会退后，也有人可能根本就不在乎。
But when the Lord says or starts like this, if you love me, that is of utmost importance.
但当主开始的时候说，如果你们爱我的话，那个是最重要的。
And all of us will raise our hands and will say, yes, we love you, Lord, and we'll sing full-throatedly, wholeheartedly.
那如果主那样问的话，我们都会举手说，是啊，主，我们爱你，我们会全心的来寻求你。
And we know that these songs about loving our Lord is so dear to us.
那我们刚才所唱的那首诗歌讲到我们如何的爱主，在我们心中是何等的宝贵。
So Lord is telling, if you love me, it raises a question in our mind, then it sinks in our heart, and we'll search and find whether I do really love the Lord.
所以当主这样来提问的话，我们会在脑中思想，我们会在心中来揣摩，我们是否真的爱主呢？
What kind of love I have for the Lord?
我向着主的爱到底是怎样的爱呢？
Is it filial love or agape love for the Lord?
我们向着主的爱是人的情感上的爱，还是神的至圣的爱呢？
But my favorite song regarding the love is this, He has shed abroad His love in our heart, and then we sing, and it is your love rising from our hearts, and tell you that we love you, Lord, for because you have loved us first.
那我对这首诗歌的感觉就是，主先把他的那个爱照进我们的心里，当我们如此爱他的时候，我们能说，主啊，实在是你先爱了我，我们才能爱你。
So when we know in the heart of our heart without a shadow of doubt that he has first loved us, that settles everything.
当我们在心中能够如此的确信，没有一丝的疑虑，是他先爱了我们的话，这个事情就如此解决了。
We won't remain doubting Thomas.
我们不会再有任何的疑虑。
We with great confidence and steadfastness will tell the Lord, yes, I love you.
我们能够满心确定对主说，主啊，是的，我爱你。
And then it is easy for us, not so easy though, but easy for us to say, yes, I want to keep your commandments.
当如此的时候，我们才能够好像比较简单的来向主来说，主是我要守你的诫命。
This is how involving himself and his name with different things, he raises the standard and challenges us.
那这就是当主如何的能够来让我们的这个标准提高，他以这样的标准来挑战我们。
These two, three scriptures just last moment Lord has put in my heart, and we'll read that so that we can have some idea how Lord wants to connect us with him.
那这两三处主在最后放在我心中的圣经，能够让我们明白主如何的与我们来连接。
Turn with me to Gospel according to Matthew.
请大家与我一同来翻到马太福音。
Gospel according to Matthew chapter 22, and we'll read verses 36 to 40.
我们要来一同看马太福音22章33到36节。
Matthew chapter 22 verses 36 to 40 reads like this, one verse at a time. Master, which is the great commandment in the law?
36节开始，马太福音22章36节。夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？
And then the Lord replies, in my Bible it is with red letters and it's of very great importance and value. Lord Jesus tells, Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love thy Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind.
那我的圣经上主说的话是用红色的字标出来的，这代表他们非常的重要。就讲到耶稣对他说，你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神。
Verse 38, This is the first and great commandment.
38节，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。
And then 39th verse is equally important.
39节也同样的重要。
And the Lord says, And the second is like unto it. Thou shall love thy neighbor as thyself.
主说，其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。
When we read this, it's the same situation. Loving my neighbor, loving other than myself, that will just put us in very great puzzle.
那同样的，当我们看到这里说要爱人如己一样，这让我们心中会有很多的犹疑。
But the Lord says, first commandment, love your God with all these things. But then second, equally important, love your neighbor.
那但是我们看到主先说你们要爱主你的神，然后才说要爱人如己。
In the light of that first commandment, we can see the immenseness of the second commandment, and we will take it to our heart very dearly.
那当我们先能够在第一个诫命的亮光之下来揣摩第二个这个诫命的时候，我们才能够蛮有喜乐的来接受它。
So I'm wonderstruck what wisdom and understanding the Lord has in connecting us with Him and His name.
So, 我们看到主在这里是如何的能够以他的智慧能够让我们与他的名和他自己来相连。
And no wonder He has called us His co-workers, co-laborers.
这样我们看到他称我们是与他同工的。
Now, this is regarding loving Him. Now, another scripture we'll read from Mark chapter 8, verse 35. Let us turn to Mark chapter 8.
我们看马可福音第八章。
Mark chapter 8, we'll read verse 35.
35节。
For whoso will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake, pay attention, for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it.
因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我，请大家注意，为我和福音丧掉生命的必救了生命。
In the past, maybe 29 years, in the midst of you all, I have raised this question maybe two times, three times. How many of you wants are ready, willing, and more than willing to lay down your life for the Lord, and all will say, yes, I am ready.
那在过去的29年之中，我曾几次在大家当中抛出这样一个问题，在座的有哪一位愿了为主来舍掉自己性命的？有很多人都说我愿意。
We are captured by His beauty. We are captured by His wisdom, His grace, His mercy, His infinite, unconditional love He has for us.
我们为着主他的美善他的慈爱他向着我们那无条件的爱为他被他这样的爱所捆绑。
On the cross of Calvary, the manner in which He loved us and the measure with which He loved us, we know all this and we say, yes, I am ready to lay down my life for the Lord Jesus.
在加略山上我们得以一窥他向着我们的爱有何等长阔高深，因此我们愿说主啊，我愿意舍弃自己的生命。
But now Lord is raising the standard and He's talking about the gospel.
但我们看到在这里主把那个标准又升高了一步，他在这里说为了福音。
Lord is telling it is good that you are willing to lay down my life, your life for my sake.
主说你愿为着我的缘故把自己的生命舍掉，这是很好的。
But how about laying down for gospel's sake?
但为了福音呢？
Many of you, many of us rather, have heard this kind of question for the first time in your heart and your mind.
也许我们在座有一些人是第一次听到这样的一个疑问。
Laying down our lives for the gospel's sake is so foreign to us, especially in this country.
好像特别在这个国家里为着福音来舍命这个想法不太常出现。
As we travel in many, many different countries and preach the gospel, we see the danger or the risk involved in doing this most important call Lord has given us.
但当我们走遍世界上很多的国家，在那里经历过很多的艰险的时候，却看到主这样一个诫命当中有何等的重要。
And now we understand the importance of preaching the gospel, from day one, Lord had in his heart as he started his ministry.
那我们就看到从第一天主在地上的施工开始他就有这样一个负担在自己的心里。
He started telling, repent for the kingdom of God is near.
他就说你们要悔改因天国近了。
Kingdom of heaven is near.
天国近了。
Repentance. Our Lord Jesus is the greatest evangelist of all time.
要悔改我们的主耶稣是从历史当中最伟大的传福音的人。
And then Paul, the greatest apostle of all, took the baton even from the hands of our Lord Jesus himself.
然后保罗这伟大的传福音的人就从主的手里接过了那个接力棒。
And having a strong grip on this vision, since I was not disobedient to this heavenly vision, he continued running his race and he said, I have finished my race.
那他就牢牢地抓住主所给他的这个意象，他说我没有违背那从天上来的意象，努力地向着标杆直跑，直到完成。
He kept on preaching the gospel in all these places.
他就在各地来宣扬福音。
Now one more scripture, we will read it from the same gospel of Mark chapter 10, verse 29.
我们还要来看在马可福音第十章第二十九节的那一处。
Mark chapter 10.And verse 29.
马可福音十章二十九节。
And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that has left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake and the gospel's.
耶稣说我实在告诉你们人为我和福音撇下房屋或是弟兄姐妹父母儿女田地
That's why it says hold fast your salvation with fear and trembling
所以我们讲到要怀着站立的心要牢牢地抓住我们的救恩
The Savior who has given us this salvation demands this
那一位救主他把救恩给我们也同样有这样的要求
and says are you willing to give up your lands and your brothers and sisters and father and mother even your wife and follow me
他问我们是否愿意撇下房屋弟兄姐妹父母儿女田地为了他
and then he says if you are willing how about gospel
他说如果你愿意为我如此行的话那为了福音呢
And this is how the Lord shakes us in the core.
这就是主在我们心中最关键的地方来挑战我们。
Once we hear this from the Lord personally, individually,
当我们个人从主那里有这样的一个挑战的时候
We'll come out of our dreams and come out of our sleep.
我们会从我们的梦中醒过来。
Many will never remain the same, will give up, their desires will be changed.
那很多人就会彻底的改变，他心所愿的就会被改
变。Lord will start shaping their lives in a different manner entirely.
神就会以完全的不同的方法来重塑我们的一生。
And so now in this reference, I have given much time on this, but the theme verse is found in Psalm Chapter 37 and verse 4.
那刚才讲到的那些之后，我们要回到今天早上的主题的经文。
Turn with me to Psalm 37 verse 4. Sorry.
我们要来看诗篇37篇第四节。
Very popular Psalm.
这是一篇非常有名的诗篇。
Psalm 37 verse 4 reads, "Delight thyself also in the Lord." And he shall give thee the desires of your heart.
又要以耶和华为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
Now, this commandment has a promise attached to that.
那这个诫命是带着应许的。
And when there is some promise attached to some orders or some desires or requirement, then we are kind of happy.
当我们心中所求的能够后边跟着一个应许的时候，我们心中就会满有喜乐。
If I will do this, Lord is promising this.
因为我这样做，主就应许会这样做。
And that kind of we won't call it bait though, but this kind of promise is very important.
但这样的应许是非常重要的。
Yeah. But actually, Lord called us that if you will follow me, I will make you the fishers of man. So kind of, it's a bait.
那当主说你如果跟从我的话，你就要得人如得鱼。
I was listening to one song. When we say yes to him, that's it. We are finished. We are done. He will not let us go.
那我听到一首歌里说，如果我们愿意跟随他的话，那就事情就这样了，他不会放下我们。
Once he catch us, and once he knows that we are on his hook, on the reel.
就是当他能够来抓住我们，就好像用那个鱼勾住了我们一样。
Our Lord will not just hasty to just wind up and pull us out from whatever we are in, but he will give some reel, just room to go here and there. But finally, because he knows that we are on his hook, he has caught us.
就是他会让我们有一定自由的空间，可以游来游去，但他知道他的钩已经勾住了我们，他已经得着了我们。
So now we see, oh, he is going to give us the desires of my heart. Better I start taking delight in him.
那这里我们看到，如果说他会将我们心里所求的赐给我们的话，那我们最好开始要以耶和华为乐。
Sadly speaking, this is the tendency of each and every believer in Christ Jesus.
不幸的是，似乎这也讲出了每一个信主的人心中的真实的光景。
But Lord is not, he is always God, rather.
主他总是神。
He knows that I can start with this kind of thing in someone's life, and then I know how to bring my children into my fullness.
他知道，即使以这样的方式来开始，他仍然能够带着他的儿女来进入完全。
So taking delight in the Lord is one very important thing, most important thing.
所以以耶和华为乐是非常重要的一件事。
But the meaningful Christian life, this is very important. I am blessed just 2 weeks back as the Lord first time showed this to me.
但一个有意义的基督徒的生活，这是两周之前主第一次把这个亮光照在我心里。
Many times I have gone through these two scriptures, but recently Lord put it together for me.
那我曾读过这些经节很多次，但直到最近主才把它们放在一起。
Meaningful Christian life hinges on these two matters or two divine things or order.
那就是一个有意义的基督徒的生活取决于这两件神圣的事，或这个次序。
Delight yourself in the Lord.
以耶和华为乐。
But now let us turn to one more scripture portion, which is found in Psalm 16.
那我们再来看一处非常重要的经节，在诗篇16篇。
Psalm 16, verse 3.
16篇第三节。
By the way, when my wife got saved at the age of 20,
另外我的妻子在20岁得救的时候，
the first promise or the words Lord gave it to her is this scripture.
那这节经节就是当时主放在她心里的。
Lord knows us inside out. Lord knows the end from the beginning.
那主知道我们从里到外，从开始到末了。
Lord knows the plans he has for my wife.
神也知道他在我的妻子身上的那个安排。
And at the outset of her new, brand new Christian life, Lord is giving her this scripture.
当他刚刚开始基督徒的一生的时候，主就把这个经节给了他。
Turn with me to Psalm 16.
请大家与我一同翻到。
And we'll read verse 3.
诗篇十六篇第三节。
But the saints who are in the earth are excellent, and all my delight is in them.
论到世上的圣民，他们又美又善，是我最喜悦的。
All my delight is in the excellent saints of the Most High God.
我最喜悦的就是那至高的神，又美又善的圣民。
Equally important, loving the Lord or delighting in the Lord and delighting in His saints, in His people.
这两件事情是同等的重要，以耶和华为乐和喜悦他的圣名。
Many believers everywhere, they have no clue how the Lord is relating these two scriptures and raises the standard in front of us.
有很多的信主的人可能都不知道主如何把这两个圣经摆在一起，然后让我们的这个标准能够更高。
A believer may be 10-year-old believer or 20 or 25, or even more, but they have never related themselves with this reality or this truth Lord is presenting before us.
也许我们已经信主10年、20、25年，但我们过往可能从来没有把自己放在主在这两节圣经所启示的那个真理的面前。
And I am a witness, and there is a spirit bear witnessing for all of you that you truly take delight in the Lord.
那我也是那见证的，圣灵也在我们心中来见证，实在在座的弟兄姐妹是以主为以耶和华为乐的。
And I have seen in this past 28, 29 years, you greatly take delight in your brothers and sisters.
那我也看到在过去的29年当中，弟兄姐妹们，你们也同样以你们的弟兄姐妹为乐。
But this is not just for one time or few times or for a few years.
但这不是说我们如此行一次几次或几年就够了。
It is for lifetime.
而是讲到我们一生之久。
And so if we keep these two things in front of us, we will have this great life before the Lord and before one another.
所以当我们能把这两件事情同样的摆在主的面前的话，不仅在主的面前，在我们彼此之间，我们都会有那美好的生命。
And now,If I have established this point, I would like to talk a little bit about the desires.
那如果我刚才那点讲清楚了的话，我愿再讲一讲我们的心愿。
I'm talking again about my wife. The Lord has worked in her life in a way. Lord works in her through her desires.
那我又要讲到我的妻子，主如何在他心所愿的事情上来有所工作。
In my understanding, I have only one person in my mind, who has told me that, the Lord works in my life through desires. So this is, I know this since a long time.
那我知道，就主在我的生活里面告诉我如何借着我心所愿的来工作，所以我知道这个事情已经很久。
And it says, blessed is the man.
那人得福
yeah, who takes delight in the Lord.
但却是以神为乐。
So, we are the blessed of the Lord.
所以我们是从主那里得
了。Because he wants to give the desires of our heart.
因为他愿把我们心所求的来赐给我们。
And having the desires of our heart fulfilled is a seriously dangerous matter.
但我们得着了心里所求的，却是一件非常严肃又危险的事情。
Before our salvation, if he would have given all the desires of our heart, we would have ended up going to hell.
因为若得救之前，主就满足了我们一切心所愿的，我们就会进入到地狱里。
And even now, after being saved by the great power of Lord Jesus, if he will continue giving us the desires of our heart, we'll wander away, we'll become prodigal, and all the rest of the things.
那即便此刻我们已经得救了，如果主把我们心中所要的全都赐给我们的话，我们就会如浪子一般远离他。
So in his sovereign wisdom, when we take delight in the Lord, he wants to give us the desires of our heart, but which may bless us, that we may use it wisely.
那所以在他全能的智慧的下边，他会把我们心里所求的来赐给我们，但会让我们能够更被他所用。
There is a tendency in the human beings that when they receive the desires of their heart, they may use it. Use is also important because we are easy to, or we are tempted to abuse it.
那在我们人自己的这个倾向的里面，当我们得着了所求的之后呢，我们会用它；但我们更常常的时候呢，会滥用这些东西。
When we receive a power and authority, over the flock of the Lord Jesus,
若我们能够来得着从主那里来管理他群羊的这个权柄
，we can use that, or we can start abusing it also.
有时我们会用，但更多时候好像我们也会滥用这样的权利。
And that is why many scriptures are there in the Bible that those who are in the leadership, they have to give the account, and we all are in leadership at one capacity or at some point.
那所以就讲到那些
some area。
那些掌权的他们要认真，那我们个人在不同的方面都有所权柄。
As a father or as a mother, we are the leaders.
我们或做父亲或做母亲的，我们在家里都有这个带领。
As an elder brother or elder sisters, we are leaders.
或者是年长的弟兄和姐妹，我们也是那个带领的。
And scripture promises the firstborn double portion.
那圣经也告诉我们，那首生的他又得着双份的祝福。
I could see that in my first grandson. He's a leader. He has to be, and parents want him to be that leader.
那看在我的孙子的上边，我也看到他是头生的，所以呢，他也有这个带领的责任。
But,
他的父母也想让他这样做。
But with that comes responsibility.
但同样，如跟随而来的也有很大的责任。
And so the desires of our heart, we know the scripture that.Our heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it?
那我们在讲到我们心里所求的，我们都知道我们的心中满怀了诡诈，谁能够来改变它呢？
It is important how we start, but it's of utmost importance how we finish.
我们如何开始非常的重要，但我们如何结束也同样的重要。
Like, now one or two more scripture portion. Let us take a deep breath and see what Lord has for us.
那我们再来看看主还要让如何给我们心中什么样的负担。
Let us turn to Psalm 149.
我们下面要来看诗篇149篇。
Psalm 149.
诗篇149篇。
For the Lord takes delight in his people.
第四节，因为耶和华喜爱他的百姓。
When we take delight in the Lord, he takes delight in us.
当我们以耶和华为乐的时候，他也喜爱我们。
We cannot fully comprehend this. How this infinite, all-wise, almighty, all-knowing God can take delight in us like we are fallen sinners.
我们实在难以想象明了，那全能、全知、全能的神为何会喜爱我们这些堕落的罪人呢？
We are prone to wonder. We are cowards. Lord knows our frame.
我们都是那些懦夫，主知道我们一切的软弱。
If we look at those big people in the Old Testament, starting with Noah and Moses and Joshua and all the rest,
如果我们看一看旧约当中那些属灵上的伟人，像挪亚、像约书亚、像摩西。
We are always critical and always ready to find fault with others.
那我们却常常来彼此的论断。
And how he can, the Lord God Almighty can take delight in his people individually and corporately.
那全能的神如何能够在我如我们一般的人的身上和在我们当中来找到他的喜乐呢？
Moses failed here and David failed there.
摩西在这里失败，大卫在那里失败。
But the Lord says, I still take delight in those individuals and the company of my people.
但主却说在那样的人的心里，我也喜爱他们。
So pointing finger at somebody, some believer, or finding fault with someone is not going to be considered by the Lord.
所以，如果我们不管我们是要找别人的错也好，还是对别人有所苛责也好，主都不在乎。
Lord has His own judgment.
神有他自己的审判。
And according to He will judge each and every one of us and our deeds.
他会照此来审判我们个人所说所行。
Let us turn to one more scripture, which is encouraging scripture.
我们要再来看一出让我们得着鼓舞的圣经。
Psalm 94 verse 19.
在诗篇94篇19节。
Psalm 94 verse 19.
诗篇94篇19节。
In the multitude of my anxieties, your comfort delighteth me.
我心里多忧多疑，你安慰我，就使我欢乐。
Anxiety. We are talking about the delighting in the Lord, but anxieties are there. We are the creature of anxiety.
我们讲到在主里的喜乐，但是这里却讲到我们的心中却多忧多疑。
A number one killer people tells is a stress, anxiety, and all these things.
那如今让我们得以死亡最重要的一个原因，很多人就说是压力，是这个疑虑。
The Lord knows that we are anxious people. We cannot have peace or calm.
主知道我们是多忧的人，我们的心中得不着安息，得不着平安。
We are anxious about so many things.
为着太多太多的事情，我们心中充满了挂虑。
But when we are overwhelmed by the devil, the enemy, the world, and ourselves first and foremost, he says, in the multitude of my anxiety, your solace, your comfort is my delight.
我们常常为着世界，为着自己，为着各种各样的事情来忧虑，但他说，他安慰我，使我欢乐。
I and we all have yet to learn this.
我自己也仍要学习这一点。
As the disciples started telling the Lord, teach us to pray.
当这些门徒们告诉主说，主啊，求你教我们祷告。
I think we must tell, Lord, teach me to pray to take delight in you.
我想我们也要向主祷告，主啊，求你教导我，让我知道如何能够以你为乐。
And so we must keep in our heart that Lord takes delight in me.
所以我们要在心中明白，神使我们欢乐，他以我们为乐。
He's not offended in me.
他并没有因我好像被冒犯。
As I mentioned, he knows the end from the beginning.
像刚才说的，主知道我们这个人从开始到末了。
Philippians 1:6 tells that the good work which he has started is going to continue and he's going to complete it.
那主在腓立比书一节六章那里讲的，一章六节那里讲到，我深信他在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功。
Sorry, brother. Whatever.
That was it.
Okay, that's good. We need some humor, otherwise the hearts will stoop.
Yes,
Paul tells the same way. He says, being confident of this very thing. He starts like this.
那保罗就好像说，让我们在这里得着信心。
That the good work which he has started by laying down his life on the cross of Calvary, he is going to continue. He may allow the hardships and difficulties and heartaches and all this, but he's going to complete it.
就是说，主在加略山十字架上所开始的那个善功，也许在过当中，他会允许我们经历一些挑战、一些难处，但他必要成就那功。
Yeah, many things people can hang on and can go to heaven.
有些事情我们可能牢牢地抓住，然后呢就被提到天上。
Loving the Lord, loving others, and keeping the commandments, and all this, one thing can help us to go through all the difficulties.
我们爱主，我们爱神，我们要遵守他的诫命，但只有一件事情能够带领我们经过这一切。
And so, taking delight is one of that.
那以神为乐是当中一个重要的。
Let us turn to one more scripture in the Old Testament, Zephaniah. Book of Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse 17.
让我们再来看一处旧约的圣节，西番雅书三章十七节。
Let us read it in Mandarin, please.
西番雅书三章十七节，耶和华你的神是施行拯救、大有能力的主，他在你中间必因你欢心喜乐，默然爱你，且因你喜乐而欢呼。
He will sing. He will remain his steadfast love towards us with singing.
他会以我们而喜乐欢呼。
How we can sing? You know, I have watched maybe 1,000 Indian movies, in maybe 4 or 5 years, before my salvation.
我们的心中如何能够像主那样来唱歌呢？我在得救之前四五年当中看了1000多部的印度的电影。
The hero and the heroine in the film.Will sing. Maybe in Indian movies have 3, 4, 5 songs.
那在这个印度电影当中，那些英雄们，他们一个电影可能就要唱四五首歌。
I always felt how they can sing this much and for this long for someone.
我心中一直觉得啊，他怎么能够为着这个人唱这么久的歌呀？
But as I mentioned in the prayer, he is the lover of our soul and the lifter of our head.
那像我在祷告中说的，他是我们灵魂的爱人，他是让我们头得以提升起来的。
I will sing, I will remain steadfast in my love, even I will show my love towards you with singing.
他就是说，我向着你的爱实在是那持久的爱，我甚至要以歌唱喜悦来欢呼向着你的爱。
And all the time when we are talking about singing, he has always a new song. Because Lord asks us, sing unto him a new song.He will not repeat the old song towards us to show his love towards us.
而且每一次当他向我们来表达他的爱的时候，总会有一首新歌，主总是有不断的新的歌能够来表达他向着我们的爱情。
His love has no end, his endless, boundless love for us.
他的爱情在我们的里面没有任何的疆界。
And so, let us expect the Lord loving us in this manner.
所以愿我们向着主所期望的知道他是以这样的爱来爱我们。
Unless he shed abroad his love in our heart, it is not going to rise from our heart.
若他没有先把他的爱照进我们的心里，那我们心中就不会有回应的爱。
I jot down that song, which is also my favorite. It says, help us now to give you pleasure and delight.
那我最喜欢的一首诗歌当中讲到说，帮助我们能够把我们心中的喜乐来献给你。
Naturally speaking, we don't have this.
那自然的来讲，我们自己里面没有这样的东西。
We need help from above.
我们需要那从天上来的帮助。
Help us to take pleasure in you and delight in you.
所以那讲到说，帮助我们能够来以你所给我们的为乐。
Prayer is many things to us.
祷告对我们来说包含着很多。
When we say help, we can relate it with the prayer.
当我们讲到帮助的时候，我们就会想到祷告。
Now the prayer is so many things, but one also.
那祷告会讲到很多的事情，但我在这里想强调的是一件。
In prayer, we cooperate with the Lord.
祷告是让我们来与神同工。
Lord wants to fulfill His desire in us, and we want to desire the Lord the most.
那主想要在我们里面成就一些工作，但我们要最渴慕的是他自己。
But in prayer, when we say this, help us now to give you pleasure and delight, we cooperate. We know the.Will of the Lord, and then we cooperate in prayer as we ask it.
那当我们在祷告的里边来说，主啊，求你让我们以你为乐的时候，我们就能够学会与他同工。
Now the Strong's definition. This is a Hebrew word, actually.
那在 Strong 的那个版本里边，对这个希伯来文，它有一个定义。
The translation in English is pliable or soft.
这个英文的翻译是柔软。
We need to remain soft or pliable in the hands of the Lord.
我们在主的手里边要有一颗柔软的心。
Any hymn comes to your mind?
有没有一首诗篇诗歌在你的脑海里边浮想起来呢？
We are the clay. You are the potter and we are the clay.
讲到我们是陶土，你是那匠人。
He wants to mold us and make us after his will into his likeness.
他想要照着他所愿的把我们磨成他的样式。
But if we are hard, then he cannot give shape to us.
但如果我们里边很刚硬的话，他没办法来塑造我们的心。
Yeah. Delight, taking delight in the Lord is not some outward exercise we may do or some mental or emotional drill we do before the Lord.
那这里讲到以耶和华为乐，不是说我们在这个外边要操练自己的身体，或者我们在这个思想的里面、情感的里面要有怎么样的揣摩。
By the way, drill, I think many of Chinese brothers and sisters been in the army and all this thing, so they understand drill is like marching.
那操练，如果在座的弟兄姐妹有参过军的，就知道这个操练就好像行军一样。
We sing that song, we are marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion, the city of the great king.
那我们有一首诗歌就讲到我们要向着这个锡安山来前进。
So this marching, conjuring up some affection or the word somebody used like emotions to.Show our delight in the Lord. That is not it.
那我们在这里讲到的这个行军，那不是说我们里边好像能够有这样一个向着主的情感。
Word to word translation is remaining humble, pliable, and moldable, That is the real meaning.
那照着字面的翻译来讲，就是说我们要有一颗谦卑的心，柔软的心，这是我们所要强调的。
And then we should remember the whole process, how after we remain humble and broken and pliable in the hands of the Lord, what He will do to us.
我们所要注意的是，当我们能够一个谦卑柔软的心放在主的手里，降服在主的手中的时候，他要做什么？
I don't want to scare you by telling this truth, the way in which the Lord works.
我不想要如果把这个真相告诉了大家，让你心中就产生了这个恐慌。
As a potter, first and foremost, he will take out all the twigs and all the small impurities from that lump of clay.
那作为这个匠人，他首先会从这个陶土当中把那些不洁净的东西先去掉。
Taking away our desires one by one, our desires, I mean.
把我们心中所愿所求的一个个拿掉。
And then when we become really pliable,
当我们真的是这样的柔软，
workable,
能够被他来工作
，then he will put us on that spinning wheel.
他就会把我们放到那个大转轮的上面。
How many of you have seen the potter working on the clay in the real time?
有没有人真的见过一个匠人如何能来做一个陶罐？
Only older people maybe, but on the YouTube you can have opportunity. Yeah, that's very good. Young people are interested in this.
如果在 YouTube 上可以看到这个相关的视频。
Yeah, by the way, the Lord is working. His Lord tells that his eyes run to and fro to find out someone whose heart is upright before the Lord.
那当然主一直在工作，他的眼目一直在寻找那来喜悦他的人。
When we moved from India to New York,
当我们从印度搬到纽约的时候
，the Big Apple,
那个大大的苹果
，Lord gave me this, me and Daisy, the scripture, if your heart is upright before me, this city,is a small place. My eyes run to and fro toward the whole earth. I will soon find you out and show myself mighty on your behalf.
那这是一个小小的城市，但我的心在遍地寻求。如果你喜悦我的话，我会把我的心意来启示给你。
Yeah, the same thing happened as we moved in 95 from New York to Houston.
同样的事情也发生，当95年我们从纽约搬到休斯顿的时候。
And as I saw the big picture of the Houston downtown, I said, what scripture I should put under that picture?
那我就看到那个休斯顿这个 downtown 的一个照片，我就在想，我要把什么样的经节写在下面。
And Lord asked the same scripture, my eyes run to and fro. And Lord challenged us, if your heart will remain upright before me, honest before me, I will show myself mighty on both of yours behalf.
那同样的经节也赐给我，我的眼目在遍地寻求。如果你的心在我面前是诚实谦卑的话，我要把我心中所愿的来启示给你。
And so the being in the center of Lord's will is very important.
所以能够在神旨意的中心是非常重要的。
At the bidding of the Lord Jesus, we moved from New York to Houston.
那在主耶稣带领下，我们就从纽约来到了休斯顿。
In 10 minutes time, Lord changed everything around.
那十分钟之内，主就把所有一切都改变了。
We came to Houston for encouraging one family. That family was inviting us, come and encourage us.
那当时有一个家庭来邀请我们说，你们能不能来看望鼓励我们
？For 2-3 years, we put it off.
有两三年我们都回绝这事。
But finally, as the Lord led us, we came.
但最终主就带领我们来到这里。
And the lady started telling, "Go out and see. The houses are very cheap."Sell one house and buy 3 houses in Houston.
那当时那家的太太就说：“你看这儿的房子多便宜啊！卖了你们那边的房子，这边能买三套。”
This is how you can remember when we moved in 1995.
那这是我当时记得1995年我们要搬过来的时候的事情。
And so we clearly mentioned to her, we are not here for buying house or any other thing, but to spend some quiet time with the Lord.
我们当时非常清楚地告诉他们，我们来这儿不是要买房子，也不要干其他的，就是想跟你们一起在主面前有安静的时间。
After this conversation, we went into our room and found a book translated from English to Gujarati, our language.
那当时我们回到房间里，就发现有这样一本书是从英文翻译到我们当地的语言。
This book is very interesting. If you find desire given by you to read that online, it's available also digital copy. The title is The True Discipleship.
那当时我们这本书的非常的有意思，大家如果感兴趣的话也可以在网上找到，他就讲到那个真实的门徒。
Written by William MacDonald.
是 William MacDonald 写的。
Yeah, and that was a translation on, after talking to that lady, we went into a room and we found this book and we started reading. On page 23, it was written, how you can withhold the money with which you could have reached many perishing souls.
那当时就我们就回到家就读那本书，在就回到宾馆23页那里讲到如何你能够
How you can withhold the money with which you could have reached many perishing souls. You must use your treasures and what you have.
如果你有这样的钱财可以让你去接触这么多这些堕落的灵魂的话，如何你能够把这些钱财留为己用呢？
And honestly, we could tell the Lord, thou knowest us. In New York, we were in a very good business, but out of 7 days, 4 days we were preaching the gospel. We don't have hoarded the money in our life.
那主知道我们在纽约那里有很好的生意，但一周七天当中有四天我们都是在传福音，我们并没有在那里好像抱住自己的金银。
And the second thing, the next thing we heard from the Lord, move from New York to Houston.
然后第二句话主就对我们说，从纽约搬到休斯顿。
We were taking great delight in the Lord, and so when the Lord asked this, not a single heartbeat was raised. We said, "Yes, Lord."
我们实在是以耶和华为乐，所以当主这样来说的时候，我们的心甚至都没有跳一下，我们就安然地向主说，是的，主。
This is His grace. This is His help.
这是他的恩典，这是他的帮助。
When we take delight in the Lord, nothing is too difficult for us.
若我们以耶和华为乐的话，没有什么事情对我们来说太过艰难。
I cannot go into the whole detailed story. It's a powerful one. How the Lord led us step by step.
我没办法讲当时主如何以他的大能一步一步的来带领我们。
And that's why I treasure Lord's people. They have in their life at least one or two or one dozen or five dozen testimonies to share about the Lord's grace and goodness and might.
所以我实在是宝贵，每当有弟兄姐妹能够来分享主他的大能他的见证的时候。
Just 2 days, 3 days back we met one pastor, and outwardly speaking he was ordinary looking man.
那两三天前我们见到了一个传道人，从外边来讲他是一个很普通的人。
And then when me and Daisy heard his testimony, we said, oh Lord, actually first we were talking, actually me, whether we should ask him to pray or notwith my mother-in-law, Daisy's mom.
当时我们就听到他的这个见证的时候，我们说：“哦，主啊！”一开始是我在讲说：“我们要不要请他们为我祷告？”
So this speaks of how shallow we are.
就讲到我们里面是何等的浅薄。
I was thinking I am older than him.
当时我觉得啊，我自己年比他长。
He has moved to America just 2 years back.
他两年前才刚刚来到美国。
We are in America since 34, 35 years.
我们在美国待了34、35年了。
And we don't know him much.
我们也并不太熟悉他。
And so I was not even ready to ask him to pray.
所以甚至我都没有准备好说请他为我们来祷告。
And my wife helped me. Chinese brothers and sisters always prays taking that turn. It's not one man show.
那当时我的妻子就把我抓住了说，这个中国的弟兄姐妹总是要轮流的来分享，不是你一个人在这里讲。
Yeah, but after listening to his testimony, we say, yes, by all means, we want him to pray. And he prayed so wonderfully, even the tea got cold.
那当时我们就听到他见证
说。He admitted that.
说实在是感谢主，要请他祷告。他如此美妙的祷告，我们等了很久，甚至那个茶都凉了。
But despite of our this kind of condition, when we start taking delight in Him, He will put new desires in our heart.
即便我们里面的光景如此的不堪，但当我们开始学习以他为乐的时候，他会把新的所愿所求放在我们心里。
That flourishing business.In New York, doing ministry almost 4 days a week, open air preaching the gospel in the New York, all 5 boroughs rather of New York.
那当时我们在纽约的这个生意蒸蒸日上，我们四天都在那里举着牌子来传扬福音。
But we had a greater desire, Lord. This is not it. You have a plan and purpose for us to take us onward, upward, and then homeward.
但我们知道主啊，并不止如此，你有一个美好的心愿，带我们能够继续向前向上，终究回天家。
And so we embrace the more of the Lord for us.
所以我们在心里就拥抱主这样的带领。
Without knowing why we are coming or why the Lord is leading us to go to come to Houston, we moved.
甚至都不知道主为什么要带我们或带我们去哪里，我们就来到了这里。
Bad desires are always there, small desires are there which are not always from the Lord.
那当然，我们心中也有各种各样小小的愿望，不是从主来的。
But it is good if the Lord may work in us. By putting the desires or taking away the desires.
但神也同样在我们里面工作，或者放一些愿望在我们里边，或者拿掉一些我们自己的愿望。
And because of this grace given to my wife, both of us are blessed. Our family is blessed.
那因着神所给我太太这样的一个恩典，我们两人，我们全家都得着祝福。
Another scripture. Let us turn. Otherwise, I will keep talking.
我们要再来读一处圣经。
Let us turn to First Timothy.
提摩太前书。
First Timothy chapter 6 and verse 6.
提摩太前书六章六节。
Very crucial, very important.
这是非常重要。
Scripture. First Timothy chapter 6 verse 6.
提摩太前书六章六节。
This is one of my favorite scripture portion.
这是我最喜欢的一节圣经。
Godliness with contentment is great gain.
敬虔加上知足的心便是大利了。
Godliness with contentment is great gain.
敬虔加上知足的心便是大利了。
In the light of the promise Lord has given us, desires of our heart must be according to His will.But if we miss this scripture, we'll miss big time.
在主所给我们的这个乐喜乐的亮光的下边，我们应该知足。但如果我们错过了这些圣经，这一节圣经，我们实在有所损失。
When people call us man of God, prophet of God, servant of God, oh, we feel good.
当神人称我们为服侍神的人、神的仆人的时候，我们里边觉得很好。
Godly man, godly woman, we feel good.
说你们是属神的男人、女人，我们里面觉得都很好。
But to keep us in good balance, Lord tells godliness with contentment is great gain.
但让我们有所平衡，神告诉我们说，敬虔，属神的敬虔加上知足的心便是大力了。
Otherwise, we will remain unsatisfied for our lifetime.
要不然的话，我们一生都不知道知足。
We should be content in whatever state Lord keeps us.
我们应当为着主所让我们留的这个境地而得着满足。
When we desire so much and so big, there is a possibility that we may not reach to that goal or that ambition or that desire Lord has put in our heart.
当我们所要所求的是如此的大而如此的高的话，我们可能并不能够达到自己的志向和野心。
We should not be like that. Give me more. Give me more.
我们不应当说主啊，再给我一些，再给我一些。
That can bring serious consequences.
这会带来很严重的后果。
And so, not just the young people be careful in this, but all of us, because we are a person of desire.
那不仅年轻人，我们每一位都要为此小心，因为我们总是有所求，有所想。
Yeah, I don't want to look back my childhood desires. You can have at your ample time, at your leisure, you can remember, oh, what kind of desires I used to have. It sounds very funny to me when I just give 2 seconds to remember those things.
那我不想再说到我儿时的一些幻想，如果大家有空闲的时候想想自己小的时候的一些想法，你自己的心所求所愿的是什么。
From that kind of follies and foolishness, Lord has picked us out. We are handpicked people.
从那样的愚拙的里边，神用他的手亲自把我们提携出来。
We are called out people from the world.
我们是从这世界被主呼召出来的。
There are many scriptures tells that the world's desire will corrupt us.
那有很多的圣经告诉我们，这个世界上的愿望会让我们里边败坏。
But the Lord's desires will strengthen us.
但是从神那里来的这个盼望却会让我们得着刚强。
Will be strengthened in the innermost of our being. It's not just outwardly speaking.
不是只说外边的刚强，而是说我们里边的人会得着刚强。
Our hearts will be anchored in the love of the Lord Jesus.
我们的心就会扎根在向着主耶稣基督的爱的里边。
And that him tells, I shall not be moved.
他会说我们绝不动摇。
And so we thank and praise the Lord for his faithfulness.
所以我们要为着主他的信实来献上感恩。
Gospel according to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
And verse 33, very popular scripture portion among the believers circle.
那在33节那里是在弟兄姐妹当中非常流行的。
Many of us, most of us can recite by heart.
我们很多人可能在心里都能背诵。
But, it starts with but. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you.
英文是开始的时候说，但是你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
This but has great weight.
这个但是里边有何等的重量。
It is our tendency to seek something else in the world, for our career and for our children, for so many different things.
在我们自己的天性里面，我们总会想要在事业上为着我们的孩子有各种各样的所求所想。
But instead of otherwise, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Take delight in the king of that kingdom.
但是你们要先求他的国和他的义，我们要以那天国的王为乐。
And all other things will be added.
Will be given. 这些东西都要加给你们了。
Yeah. Even we don't have to ask anything from the Lord.
甚至我们都不需要向主求什么。
Once life is acceptable in the sight of the Lord,When the Lord Himself starts taking delight in us, that settles everything.
当我们能够在主的面前蒙他的喜悦，那就会来解决一切的问题。
And that is why we must learn from the all-wise King or the most knowledgeable and wise God.
那这就是为什么我们要从那全能全智的神那里来学。
Ecclesiastes tells chapter 1 verse 2. Let us turn to this last scripture.
让我们来看最后一处的圣经，在传道书一章二节那里。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 2.
传道书一章二节。
King Solomon, the teacher, the wise king tells this.
所罗门王他如此讲道。
Vanity and vanity. Everything is vanity. Everything is in vain.
虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
Our heart should learn how to absorb or how to keep it in our heart for all the times this reality.
我们应当学习如何常常在我们的心中来持守这个真理。
Because in the end, all our desires are going to perish.
因为终究我们一切的所求都会消亡。
My son-in-law was talking to me yesterday, came up with a very powerful scripture portion. One of the David's friend was 80 years old.
突然就主借着一个圣经就非常有力的向我来说，大卫王他有一个80岁的朋友。
And when David was driven out from Jerusalem by Absalom, he was like fugitive.
当大卫如这个难民一样躲避亚沙龙出离耶路撒冷的时候
What a sad situation. What a sad situation.
是何等让人悲哀的一个情况。
And there came someone in the great need of this great king, an old-time friend, even 80 years old.
在那时当这个王有急难大有所求的时候，这样一个80岁年长的老朋友来到他的面前。
And he comes with such a provision that can bring the delight to the king.
为他提供了何等多的供应，能够让这个王的心中来得着喜乐。
Unless we face the difficulties we cannot treasure the provision Lord has for us and delight in the Lord.
若我们不经历那样的苦难，我们没有办法来宝贵神的供应，能够以他为乐。
And the beautiful conversation David had with this aged friend, he says, "Come with me, and stay with me."
那大卫就问他这个老朋友说：“你来，来与我同住。”
And then he started telling, "I am now king, 80 years old, and my senses are losing. My taste is going away, and I cannot take pleasure or delight in whatever you may offer to me, or I may just eat and drink."
那这个人就告诉他说，我现在年纪已长了，我现在也不能吃好的，也不能看好的，你带我去的那地所给的这些，我并不能够在当中得着欢乐。
This is the reality of this life.
这是生命的实际。
Yeah, everything is going to go away from our life.
就是这一切的喜乐都会渐渐的从我们的生活的里边慢慢的离去。
And then he ended up telling, okay, take this young man. It's not exactly mentioned who was that person, but most probably his son.
那然后那个老朋友就说，你把这个年轻人带走，虽然没有明说，但可能是他的儿子。
And King David was pleased, very pleased to take him.
那大卫就非常喜悦的带着那个年轻人。
Because David saw the integrity in this man's life.
因为大卫看到在这个年轻人的在这个人的里边那个品格。
David knew this person from long time.
他认识这位老朋友已经很久了。
David, King David saw how this man has always taken delight in his king, even King David.
那大卫知道这个朋友如何的以他的王就是大卫自己为乐。
He has put the king before him all the time.
他总是把王放在自己的前边。
His greatest delight was in his king.
因为这个人他最大的喜乐就是他的王。
And so his heart was very broad.
所以他的心就非常的明亮。
Yeah. He says, I have already taken great delight in you. Now let someone else take delight in you and become like me.
他就说，我因你已经得着了喜乐，那现在让这个年轻人跟着你去，让他也能以你为乐。
So dear brothers and sisters, when we see anyone among us or in other countries or other places taking great delight in the Lord, let us observe them.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们在我们中间或在其他的地方看到任何的一位弟兄姐妹能够真的是以神为乐的话，让我们好好的观察。
And if I am, if you are taking delight in the Lord, now the time has come to give this baton in the hands of the younger ones.
如果神让我们能够以他为乐的话，那现在也是时间把这个接力棒传递给年轻一代。
That they may also have opportunity and privilege to take great delight in the Lord as we have taken delight in the Lord.
好叫他们如我们一般能够从神那里得到这样的机会和特权，真的以神为乐。
And so,The Lord is desiring from us that we may take great delight in Him.
所以神向我们所求的就是让我们能够以他为乐。
May the Lord grant the desires of our heart for His glory, for His pleasure, and for His delight.
愿主让我们心中能够为着他的荣耀能够以他为乐。
Thank you.
谢谢。